my friend. So glad you are with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 312, Light and Salvation. Psalm 27, verse 1. Listen carefully. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Let that land for just a moment. David did not say, God gives him light, as if it were a flashlight he borrows in the morning and sets down at night. He said, the Lord is my light. That distinction changes everything. Not an outside resource that flickers on and off depending on the circumstances. A constant personal presence that does not waver. One that scatters every darkness, including the kind you carry on the inside. And right alongside that, my salvation. Because light shows you the way, but salvation ensures you actually arrive. There is a difference between seeing the path and having someone who carries you all the way to faith. The end, in Christ, both of those realities meet. He is not merely a guide pointing you in the right direction from a safe distance. He is the Savior who walks into the darkness with you and does not let go. Then David goes even deeper. He says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. The Hebrew word behind stronghold pictures an unassailable rock fortress, the kind of structure a whole army cannot bring down. It is not that God simply calms your heart from time to time. He is the fortified refuge surrounding your entire life. You are already inside the walls. What exactly do you imagine is strong enough to break through them? And that is where David asked the question. Twice. Whom shall I fear? A beat. Of whom shall I be afraid? This is not poetic decoration. It is pastoral. David is preaching to himself. He repeats the question until God's truth speaks louder than the voice of fear. Because fear does have a voice, my friend. It speaks. It argues. It makes a very convincing case at 3 a.m. And the only answer that holds is to proclaim who God is before you ever see the solution. Here is what matters most about that. This psalm was not written after the trouble was over. It was written right in the middle of it. David had real enemies, real danger, and still he opened his mouth and declared, "The Lord is my light." That declaration itself was an act of faith. It was trust taking the shape of words. And that is exactly what I want to invite you to do today. Before breakfast, before you open your phone, before you check the news, before the day finds you unprepared, stand up and name out loud the one thing that has been frightening you most. Do not pretend it is not there. Name it, and then, with that weight still in the air, speak today's verse as a personal prayer. Lord, you are my light and my salvation. Let both things exist at the same time, the fear and the truth, and see which one carries more weight. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.